Residents of the Zairean border town of Goma woke up this morning to an incredible sight. Tens of thousands of refugees walking home to Rwanda. The United Nations estimates that at least 50,000 Rwandans crossed the border today, with many more still on the road. The mass exodus began when a Rwandan militia abruptly pulled out of the huge Mugunga refugee camp a few miles outside of Goma. Rwanda's government says that since the Goma refugees are going home, such a force is no longer necessary. UN officials point out that there are still a large number of Rwandan and Burundian refugees elsewhere in Zaire who are cut off from food. From Goma, NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports on today's dramatic turn of events.
As far as the eye could see, the road between Goma and the Mugunga refugee camp was full. Thousands of people streamed out of the camp and toward Rwanda, the home most left after the genocide 2 years ago. They carried what little they had in big bundles on their heads, foam mattresses, pots and pans, a change of clothes. Babies were strapped to their mothers' backs. Toddlers cried as they struggled to keep up. Most had no shoes and their feet were blistered, but they said they were happy to be going home. We've been kept as hostages for 2 years, said one man in a ripped corduroy jacket. It was good luck, he said, that we escaped from the Interahamwe. The Interahamwe are the Rwandan militia who helped carry out the 1994 genocide. Since then, they have forced refugees to stay in their camps in Zaire, threatening to kill them if they tried to leave. And when a guerrilla war broke out in eastern Zaire a month ago, the Interahamwe militia herded up many refugees and forced them west into Mugunga camp from where the militia had been fighting the Zairean rebels. The militia's grip was finally broken yesterday afternoon, according to Sengi Yumva.
So around three, the Interahamwe started shooting. Three locals died and a couple of refugees. And the rest of the civilians, you know, started running in the bush to hide.
Yumva, too, ran and hid in the bushes. And then the Interahamwe started fleeing the camp, running deeper into Zaire. Refugees say the militia had little ammunition, and so yesterday's heavy artillery, mortar, and machine gun fire from Zairean rebels was too much for them. As they fled, a woman named Suzanne says they did try to force refugees to go with them. She says the Interahamwe attacked people and killed some. She says many did go with the militia further west, but it seems many more were able to hide or stand their ground. And by last night, the refugees say Zairean rebels had entered the camp and told them they were free to go back to Rwanda. Walking along the road out of the camp, Sengi Yumva carries nothing but a small machete and a bunch of weeds tied together that he says is a broom. The Interahamwe, he says, took everything else for themselves, and that included food.
Interahamwe and the soldiers, looted in the camps and had stocks for themselves.
They had stocks for themselves, but they didn't give it to the other refugees?
No, they kept everything for themselves.
What did he eat during the past 2 weeks?
You can look at them, how thin they are, so they had nothing to eat at all.
They are thin, but in relatively good health, as most of the refugees appear to be. At the Mugunga campsite itself, aid agency trucks helped move out a few refugees. The rolling green hills where tents used to stand are now virtually deserted. There are not large numbers of corpses, save for a row of 26 women and children slashed by machete. One-room homes made of stone have been torn down. Only plastic sheeting and pieces of thatched roof remain. All else has been packed and taken. The last stragglers this morning picked green bananas from a nearby field or cooked potatoes for lunch before heading out. Here, at least, fears of massive death by starvation have not materialized. As the hordes of refugees reached the border with Rwanda, any attempts to follow customs rules were dropped. They poured through freely as United Nations Refugee Agency officials scrambled to prepare for their return on the other side. The UN says it has 10 days of food supplies now and will bring in more. Ray Wilkinson says the UN Refugee Agency may need outside military support simply to manage the logistics of the refugees' return.
we were obviously somewhat surprised by this, but we still have the capability to begin handling it. In the first hour or so, for instance, at least 10,000 people have crossed that border already at the Petite Barrière. They're being processed now, and very quickly they'll probably be put onto buses and trucks and bused back to their communes.
There seems little need for an outside intervention force here now. In Goma, the humanitarian corridor the international community has been planning is already open. Yet it's unclear whether the current retreat of the militia will allow hundreds of thousands of other refugees elsewhere in eastern Zaire to go home as well. So there may still be a need for a large-scale relief operation. As for the Rwandan Interahamwe militia, it's unclear how far Zaire's rebels will pursue them, but their power seems greatly diminished for the moment. One refugee today said the Hutu militia had talked about retaking Rwanda by force and overthrowing the Tutsi government that ousted them after the genocide. But when asked if he thought that would happen, the man shook his head. The militiamen are going into some sort of nothingness, he said. They have no force. I don't think they'll do anything. I'm Jennifer Ludden in Goma.